The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever been so tired that you just fall asleep and you know you've got a million things to do, but you just don't even care? It's Monday. I'm feeling like that right now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the reason I said that is because the other night Automatic said he fell asleep and he left the back door open and he thought, you know what? If somebody comes in to kill us, f*** it. We just gonna die.
Oh, whoa.
We just gonna die. Yeah. He didn't want to get up and go lock the door because he was so tired.
Horror story.
I was gonna say, I didn't know where you were going with
it. But that's what you said, Automatic. And to me, I'm like, you can't do that because, you know, when I watch all these Netflix, Richard Ramirez and John Wayne Gacy and all these scary people, they always just walked into people's homes that didn't lock their door.
Well, okay. I was extremely tired, and I just decided, you know what? Because I knew if I got up and went downstairs and went and checked all the doors and locked all the doors, that I would have been up and probably past midnight and not gotten to sleep.
So better we die and you sleep?
Okay. Well, thank you. Chill, though, because you can't push your fear due to your true crime obsession on DJ Automatic.
Exactly. And my sleeping habit. On, and you know what the other thing is?
I think
is?
You guys have worked hard to live in a good neighborhood to pass out with the door open to get a good breeze.
First of all, he said it. I didn't. He said the next day. I was quoting him. That's what he said. Second of all, have you been to our house? It ain't a good neighborhood. Whose house are you going to?
That's cool. I mean, it ain't. You don't have sidewalks and stuff, so it ain't like.
We've had three murders 2 blocks from us.
2 blocks away. Full chill. Open your door. Didn't sleep. Come on, dude. What are you talking about?
And this is why we're building a house.
Anyway, next time I would like you to get up and lock the door. Do your husband duty, sir.
Hold on. You can lock the door, too.
That's not
like a strenuous exercise. You can get up and walk downstairs and lock the door.
All right, you can wash your own clothes. National Day, Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Earmuff Day.
Hey.
Earmuffs.
I didn't hear that about washing my own clothes.
It's also National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, if you want to go ahead and
that's
try
bad luck.
That.
Mm. I'm not trying that at all. Mm-hmm. I really believe. I'm a superstitious person. I'm sorry. I'm not opening an umbrella in the house. Don't you dare put my bag on the floor. If you put my purse on the floor, we could be fighting.
I'm more superstitious about numbers and signs than I am about opening umbrellas inside, but that's something you shouldn't do. And don't ever split the pole either.
How about the sign of locking the door at night so nobody sneaks in to kill us?
Let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Napping Day.
Oh, all right. Yes. So we take naps during the day. I'm not a napper. I can't do it.
Oh, my God. I love naps. But this is actually because yesterday, you know, we sprung forward a little bit. So, everyone's probably
not
a little bit off.
Not the whole country,
though. Not the whole country.
What happened? What was Congress going to address this?
They dropped the ball again, yes.
God, I don't
know why they can't push it through. Nobody wants this anymore.
I agree, 100%.
Oh, and I forgot one. We have National Good Samaritan Day.
Oh, this is a big deal. Big deal. Be a good Samaritan.
Put your damn grocery cart back.
Is that your idea of good Samaritan? Yes. DJ Automatic?
Help a little old lady across the street.
You know what Automatic did one time? Some guy left his trash on the side of his car. He was getting his car. Auto went and picked it up and put it on the guy's hood.
Oh.
You could have started a fight.
But I didn't. And I guarantee you he didn't do that again.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our listeners is very unhappy that we call this segment the Fat Club. And I had to explain to her that I used to be overweight, which is a politically incorrect term. I just found that out.
Overweight is
it is. You're not supposed to say that because you're supposed to talk in BMIs and other language. Let me tell you something. I found this study. Do you know that us being politically correct is making us fatter and making us more unhealthy? I used to be 60 pounds overweight. I felt bad. I couldn't sleep. I had apnea. I was more predisposed to illnesses like cancer. How about heart disease and all these things? That's politically correct to not have that conversation.
So you got to get politically incorrect to lose your weight or what?
No, but saying fat isn't bad. It doesn't define you. Calling someone fat is mean.
I think saying calling somebody soft would be even worse.
Me soft. Where'd you get that word from?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of other words you could use besides fat. And
one time, my friend Amir, he called me healthy. I'm like, that was more like, I'm looking back on it. He was like looking me up and down.
You trying to say you chubby?
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say. He's like,
you're trying to say you don't miss many meals.
Yeah, that's what see, look at that. That's like, I think that's more rude than fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Somebody just came up to me and was like, bro, you're fat. That would hurt my feelings.
Your brothers told you that when I was pregnant.
And guess what I did? I lost weight.
Because they got real with you because they love you.
I just think as a society, we're just becoming too soft.
Physically and mentally and emotionally.
I was going to say across the board.
It's not okay. This study says that unfortunately, the argument argument, love your body, has taken on a different meaning, and it's dangerous. Of course you want to love your body and love yourself, and not everybody's a twig. And if you are a twig, you're beautiful, and I'm jealous. You know, whatever.
Are you jealous of Lizzo? Because she embraces her size.
I think that Lizzo is conflicted with her size. She knows she wants to get healthier. She's talked about it. What she doesn't like is people making fun of her. There's no reason to make fun of somebody. We want to encourage. Why do we do the fat club? Because I know it's going to get your attention. I know you're going to say, what is this? I know that the majority of us in this country are overweight. I am not anymore. But it's funny because I was getting Botox last week, and the nurse who does my Botox says, I listen to the Fat Club every Monday. She's like, I know you used to be overweight. Is it a battle every day? Every single day. I told her, I just knocked out a whole bag of Oreos. Hell yes, it's a fight.
It's a messed up question to ask somebody while they're getting Botox.
She's like, I know you used to be fat, girl.
She's still. Like, I can see the wrinkles from the fat.
Yeah, but it's true, because I told her my neck, my body's all loose because of the skin. These are real discussions, but let me say something to you. If you are struggling with your health and being overweight, I get it, but we can do this together. We could take this health journey together. It starts by eating better. You know what love your body means? Put good food into it, not junk. If you wouldn't feed your dog whatever it is, why the hell would you eat it? We feed our dogs better than we do people. I'm serious. We care more about the way we're feeding them.
I'm not eating dog food. What are you talking about?
Bro, my dog's been eating the same Rachel Ray dog food. I don't know if you've seen what she does with Pasola, but this ain't that. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
That was a horrible example. Yeah.
You had me into that one.
I know. My nana had that big old Purina neighborhood bag of dog food.
My dog just licked a bunch of dirt.
The body of dogs. Anyway.
My dog eats the other dogs. We'll just leave at that.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, look, when I say love your body, I do want you to love your body. We should accept ourselves. But if you love your body, that's your temple. Put the fruits and vegetables and foods that we were meant to consume, that our ancestors have been consuming since the beginning of time. Guess what? Hot Cheetos ain't it. Can you have hot Cheetos? Yes. I don't want you to deny yourself, but you can't live on junk, because if you put all of that trash in your body, of course, the side effect is going to be fat. Fat isn't who you are. It's not defining you. It's just extra stuff on your body that can make you sick, and it is making us sick.
So stop being soft mentally and physically.
Yes, exactly. Let's get healthy together. I've got some tips on how you can get started. Sometimes that's the toughest part. So number 4, use a smaller plate. I know it's weird, but it's mental, okay? Number 3, drink plenty of water. Sometimes we feel like we're hungry. You know what it is? You're thirsty. Number 2, eat more fruits and vegetables. Just incorporate them into your diet. Start there. And number 1, just take a walk. Get up. Walk around your block. Before you know it, you'll be running the marathon. Okay, I'm not
going to. I don't know about all that.
Anyway, I've got the 4 tips up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, before we get our spiritual forecast for the week to find out what the energy is like for all of us collectively, let's get one of those psychic readings done. Sirmati's here. It's time for What's Your Sign? Woo! You sound so happy today, unlike the message I got from one of our listeners on Instagram. And she starts by saying, hi, I'm a Leo. My ex and I have reconnected. I haven't seen him. I don't know if I should. What say you, Sirmati? How are you feeling about her energy?
I do feel that there is going to be a reconnection, but I feel also that there's going to be a lot more conversation before she can actually meet up with him. Now, one thing that I'm seeing is that he doesn't want to let her go, and also she doesn't want to let him go. That's like a big thing that's coming through, but he wants to communicate with her that he does love the way she makes him feel, because he feels like she's the only one that can understand him at a deeper level. But a lot of things have changed, and that's something that he wants to convey to her. She knows the past, but for him, his communication is that a lot of things have changed.
Okay, so in other words, they got to get to know each other again. And go with your heart. That's what I always say. If you have any feelings at all that you shouldn't or you should, go that route. Follow your heart.
Work on building that friendship up again.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, because sometimes the friendship is stronger, in my opinion. That's why I think Automatic and I are so connected. connected because we're best friends.
Yeah.
Now, what about our spiritual forecast? Sirmati last week sucked, okay? I need some good energy. What are we looking like this week?
Okay, so I did say last week that this month was going to be really, really intense astrologically. But when I actually tap into this week, things are lightening up. I feel like there's a lot of growth for everyone.
Thank
this
God.
Specific week. Yeah. I actually pulled a card for next week just for everyone, and I pulled the Sun card, and that's a beautiful card in the tarot. That's a card that talks about happiness and joy and just being more lighthearted. So I do feel this week eases up a lot because the end of the month is really where more of the intensity is coming through. For this week, let's just enjoy it because it's going to be better.
Okay, interesting. When you said you pulled the Sun card, I immediately see the Sun emoji. And when I send the Sun emoji, it's always happiness, you know, good vibes. But you heard her warning. The end of the month is going to be tough.
Mm.
So let's enjoy this week. And if you'd like a reading with Sirmati, you can call right now. The phone lines are open. Or hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram with a voice message. We'll play you on the radio. Begin with your sign, first name, date of birth, no year, followed by your question. And of course, follow Sirmati at Illis Divinity on Instagram. And you can get that one-on-one personal reading. Mati, we love you so much.
Yeah.
Love you guys so much.
Woo, see you next
week. Bye,
Monday.
Everyone.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West has a new wife. How does she really feel about his kids? We've got a breaking story right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. We'll talk about that and more. All brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, famous people's birthdays aunt.
We got the monogamous MVP of the decade, Tristan Thompson, celebrating his birthday today. We also have Ozuna celebrating his birthday, actor Common, and Jack Harlow celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, let's talk about Drake real quick. He's in the lab working with Lil Baby. He thinks it might be the biggest project to date. He says that about every project, but this is big. Drake and Lil Baby in the lab is big.
Two top streaming rappers right now. I think, you know, Lil Baby's got the streets, Drake's got the world, so it should be a good collaboration.
It's weird though, because didn't Drake just say he wanted to retire and now he's in the
Drake ain't retiring anywhere. He still has to do an album with J. Cole.
All right. Now we will move on and talk about Megan Thee Stallion. I'm so happy to say that she is set to perform for the first time since Tory Lanez was found guilty for shooting her. And there was just so much she had to go through mentally. Remember, she took a break, a much needed break. And now she's back on the stage. She'll be performing at March Madness Music Festival in her hometown of H-Town.
I hope she calls him a troll. I hope she just disses. I'm here for like all the short man, little man Tory Lanez jokes.
I want her to come out on crutches and act like she's really hurt and then just throw him into the crowd and be like, go,
you Tory Lanez.
Let's go. All right, so now let's talk about Kanye West and his wife, Bianchi. They took Northwest.
Wait, what's her name?
Bianchi.
Oh, okay.
It's different. She's from Australia. I don't know how they do things down under automatic. That's not what Kim said. Dang. Okay, anyway, they took Northwest to Universal Studios. Obviously, she's very accepting of his children. Or Northwest, anyway. They haven't taken anybody else out.
She likes those older kids, those young kids.
Wait till they grow up. Do you think Northwest is having a good time with this woman? It's not her mom. No, they look a lot alike.
No, it's got to be awkward.
Dude, no way. Her mom got her hanging out with Ice Spice. Her dad takes her to Universal Studio with his new wife.
Because Disney probably won't let him in.
And the only roller coaster he can get on is an emotional one. So, she's having a miserable time.
Wow. Check the photos of this familia. They're up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. See if you can read Northwest's face. We'll be right back with more coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hershey's is probably the most popular candy bar there is. Everybody knows Hershey's chocolate bar. They have something new. Think about how big that is. Ooh. Food news right now and hottest hashtags. Ooh. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Monday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Burnt Tortilla.
We do have an update on the four U.S. citizens that were kidnapped in Mexico. Drug cartels have issued an apology.
Like a real statement.
A real statement through the AP, the Washington Post. Every news outlet in the world is carrying this public apology. They say that the men who committed these murders acted on their own, that they did not follow cartel guidelines, which is always leaving the innocent out of things. They turned over the five men to authorities. Unfortunately, that doesn't bring back the two lives that were killed. By the way, these people are still very much in shock. They can't believe that this happened to them. It is reported that once the cartel figured out what had happened, they took them to the hospital.
Oh.
That's how they found the ambulance, and they kind of connected the dots and figured out who had done it. I'm going to follow this very closely, but I'm going to say it again. You know, cartels aren't going anywhere as long as people keep buying drugs. And that is the only way we stop the cartels. If you want something, someone's going to supply it. Now we're going to move on to food news. Speaking of wanting, how about some chocolate? Hershey's is now offering plant-based chocolate bars, plant-based Reese's cups, plant-based peanut butter cups, plant-based extra creamy almonds and sea salt bars. How do you even
know? Nobody wants healthy chocolate. Get out of here with that.
It's just plant-based. It doesn't mean it's healthy. It's oat milk.
It's probably not going to taste good.
You don't think it's going to be good?
I like Hershey's. I like normal Hershey's. I don't need
but
a plant-based.
For people that are
vegan. Does anybody even buy Hershey's candy anymore? Like literally buy, like when's the last, I've never seen anybody go buy a Hershey's
peanut butter
bar.
Cups are the biggest selling candy.
Okay. I was thinking about just the bars.
No, the bars too. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Are you
about
going
the
for plant-based chocolate?
Nah, bro. I'm all Twix all the way, dog. So I don't even look that way.
Bring me the chemicals and some Twix.
Yeah, dude.
And a Snickers too.
Left, right, baby.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're going to start this one off with National Good Samaritan Day.
Be a good Samaritan. Do something nice for someone today, even if it's buying a coffee, telling them you look good, putting someone's grocery cart back, which DJ Automatic is extremely passionate about.
Pick up some trash.
Yeah, do something good.
Film it and put it on social media. How about that? Just keep it to yourself.
I disagree. I think that if you're doing something good, sometimes you can encourage others to do the same.
There you go.
You know, it just depends on how you go about it.
All right.
Be a good Samaritan.
All right. And we also got National Open Your Umbrella Indoors Day if you're down full. That's when it's just National Open Your Umbrella Indoors.
No.
All right. No.
Bad luck.
Nobody wants to run in a superstition? All right, dude. That's also National Earmuff Day.
Why now? It's getting warm. Now it's Earmuff Day?
Well, not like that. It's like whenever your parents are cursing and they go, earmuffs. And you just put your hands over your ears.
Okay. Anthony has to do that every day inside the show. Behind the scenes off mic.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on something I love. It is National Napping Day.
I cannot take a nap. I used to be able to nap, but now if I nap during the day, at night, I can't fall asleep. It's not my thing.
I'll pass out at any time, anywhere almost.
I would be in mid-sentence with DJ Automatic, and it's like he has earmuffs on. He's just snoring while I'm trying to talk to him. Anyway, if you can nap, take a little disco nap today. Catch up on Aziz.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show, we have the Fat Club segment, which is our chance and our opportunity to talk about how we're getting healthier with our life and how our listeners are getting a healthier lifestyle too.
Or how we're not.
Or how we're not, right? And the big thing is the use of the F word.
People don't like fat.
People don't like the word fat. So how do you tell your significant other or your lady that she's gaining weight without calling her fat? This is going to be easy. Let's talk about it right now. I'm looking at two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment on Dana Cortez Show. And yes, the full conversation about the word fat and its impolitically correct use is available on the Dana Cortez Show.
Politically incorrect.
There you go, dude. It's so normal to me that I don't understand why people are that offended about the word fat.
But there were certain words that used to be used when we were kids that people don't use anymore either.
Other type of F words, right? That we're not going to get into right now. We're not here for that. We're not here for that at all. But I do remember when my friend Amir, I was telling the story earlier, I ran into him after a couple months and he looked at me and goes, "Damn, bro, you're getting pretty healthy." And I was like, "Oh, dude."
That's a backhanded way of calling you fat.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh." I remember I looked at him, I was like, "Oh, you mean I'm getting in shape?" And he's like, "Yeah, you're becoming A-shaped." Something like that. Yeah, dude. It's tricky, though. It's hard, man. Like, when you really, like, you don't want to hurt a person's feeling, but you want to help them, you know, get healthier. The first thing I like to look out for is if you're noticing signs that they're unhappy with themselves.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Honesty is, but, like, not unwanted honesty. Like, if you see
not harsh honesty.
Listen, because, like, the first couple pounds of gaining weight is fun, dog.
Oh,
it's fun.
So
you don't
good.
Even notice it.
I love ice cream.
Yeah, you're just eating all this extra food, and you're like, look, it's not even doing anything to me.
And then all of a sudden, a week later, you're like, wait, what? Why doesn't this belt fit anymore?
So my thing, though, if you're going to tell somebody that they've gained weight, make sure you're doing it from a right place with you. Like, make sure you're doing it because you see them a little unhappy. You see them not, you know, maybe a little bit depressed. It could be a sign of depression when you're eating like that.
I've let my wife know when she's gaining weight, and I do it in the nicest possible way, where she just tells me you're getting fat.
Damn. Okay, hold on, dude. Well, give me an example then.
But one time we were on the beach, and they had brought out some cake. And I told her she'd already finished, I think, two pieces of cake.
You're counting the slices.
I wasn't counting the slices, but she always complains to me when she feels like she's overweight. And I hate hearing, "Oh, I'm overweight, I'm overweight." Well, I'm like, well, then don't eat that. And so she's about to put the third piece of cake in her mouth, and I just told her, you might not want to do this. And she's never let me live that one down.
There you go, dude. You got to hit your partner sometimes. You might not want to eat that. That's going to get the job done.
Instead of just her, she just tells me you're getting fat. I'd rather have honesty.
Just tell me straight
up.
My friend Amir, all right, next time you see me, make sure if you tell me I'm healthy, you mean it. Fool.
Thanks.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.